Hello, dear student. Good day to you. Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah with you. We are going to talk today on this chapter number 8 with regards to tourism accommodation. And what our learning objective from this chapter is, know about the accommodation aspect in tourism. The supply chain, what is called the support, the product that is linked to the tourism, the accommodation part, and different type of accommodation. So what is accommodation? Is a function of travel. It creates a home away from home for the tourist. Basically, when tourists travel, this is what basically tourists look forward for. Where would he or she stay when he or she is away from home? Hotel industry is most sophisticated industry today. Right now, there are various components that have come to hotel industry. It has been made utmost sophisticated with type of accommodation that are available in modern era. Accommodation is the mainstay of tourism. When tourists go out of his home, he or she needs a place to stay, and that is what is accommodation, and mostly link this with the hotel, but it is not necessarily linked to hotel only. So accommodation is a function of travel. It creates home away from home for the tourist. Is sophisticated industry and is the mainstay for tourism. Accommodation is a very important part of the tourism infrastructure. With good accommodation available, people will prefer that. Tourism development is a function of accommodation. Better the hotel accommodations available, number of hotel rooms are available, type of hotels available, make tourism pleasant, preferable, and selective. The demand for accommodation away from home is a function of travel. So always a tourist wants some place to stay where he or she can spend night, put the feet up, relax, feel at home, safe, and get some rest while he or she is holidaying. So it is defined as tourist accommodation is deemed to include all establishments offering overnight stay on a commercial or semi-commercial basis to all categories of visitors. So commercial, where everything is being sold, or semi-commercial, where many a time, like we talk about dharamshalas, which is not purely commercial, but certain activities, like you pay certain thing for your food that you eat from there, may be semi-commercial. But accommodation is the main function of a tourism industry. You need a place to rest, place where you can link as a hotel. The physical feature of accommodation is categorization into, now we look at the categories, various type of categories, different rating, different standard, different identification in every market. There are traditional hotel accommodation, there are supplementary accommodation, and the new accommodation concept. So this defines in detail the traditional hotel, where a guest walks in, checks in, puts his luggage in, they have maybe an attached toilet, maybe not, common toilet, dormitory, traditional accommodation. Then there are supplementary accommodation, which provides as an added supplementary support available, or new accommodation concept. The new accommodation, various types of hotels have come up that we will see, what is meant by new accommodation concept. Traditional accommodation includes hotels and motels. What is motel? Motel refer to the highway or a motorway hotels. Combination of motorway and hotel is a motel. Supplementary accommodation includes accommodation that or a premises that offer accommodation but not necessarily hotel services, like dak bungalows, government rest house, youth hostels. They offer accommodation but not necessarily the hotel service, which generally you get change of toiletries, turn down facilities, connectivity, nearness to the railway station, hotel type of accommodation. They are just government rest house where you go check in for dining, possibly go at another place. And youth hostels, very much popular with youth, school student, college going, or youth in a certain age group. New accommodation concept, it has a combination of both the above mentioned, meaning accommodation, condominiums, time sharing, camping site, etc. These are new accommodation concept. People are looking into that. In the traditional accommodation also, you can talk about the residential apartments where you don't find traditional type of service available. Self-service apartments, motel where you help yourself, and so on and so forth. Youth hostels for students, for young generation, college-going boys and girls, youth, and new accommodation which we just now saw, condominiums, time sharing where you pay and you are allocated a time period, say 10 days, 15 days in a month, in a year, 1 month in a year, and you pay some charges for which you get 1 month in a year, and that's called time sharing process. Or camping sites, like you have Run of Kutch, for example, from our perspective, in India, for example. The Run of Kutch festival, that would start somewhere in November, December, where accommodation is in the pitch tents that would be providing accommodation. So these are all new accommodation concept that we just now saw. According to service attributes, the accommodation is classified as serviced accommodation, where traditional service of housekeeping, cleaning, toiletry supplies, turn down facility, they are all provided. And non-service accommodation, where you don't expect any service that would be made available to you. You have to take care from every single part of the service. Like you clean the bin, you are told to dump your garbage in a particular place. Turn down, possibly they would bring in a clean bed sheet, towel. You have to help yourself to hang it up, do up your bed. So these are the non-service accommodation. They are also very popular, especially for long stays. They are called service apartments. Sorry, they are called residential apartment with no service available. Service accommodation, availability of hotel staff to provide some services such as cleaning, meals, bars, and room service. The availability of service, even if they are not in fact used, is included in the price chart. Suppose someone is not using the facility that is available, but you have to pay because it's part of the package. Say, for example, toiletries that are provided to you. Say a shaving kit, a toothbrush, a comb, your cotton buds, your turn down towels, and so on. Even if you have used no towel, one towel is available next day, they would change the towel. If you haven't used, they will not change, and so on and so forth. Rooms, what are other facilities available? that will provide you food and beverage, of course, with the charges. Banquet facilities are linked to this type of service accommodation and other services that generate major revenue for any service accommodation business. In fact, literally speaking, room, F&B, food and beverage, banquet and conferences are the source of revenue for many accommodation or hotels. Generally, hotels run on these type of business to earn major revenue. A marriage function, a banquet, or a F&B, food and beverage, meal served, or alcohol served in their bar, that generates revenue for them. Main source of revenue for them. Non-service accommodation, how will you define them? Accommodation provided, furnished on a rental basis, normal for a unit comprising several beds, such as cottage or an apartment. So people who go for a long transfer, say a bank employee has been transferred from Mumbai to Chennai, instead of staying in a hotel or taking an apartment for rent, the bank would give him a non-service accommodation where the employee would stay for 2 months, 3 months for that temporary transfer that has happened for him. No service will be provided. Support will be given. The service would depend on the occupant himself or herself. The services are not part of accommodation and are not included in the price charge for the accommodation. In case if you ask for services, then you need to pay, like whatever service they would be providing with the value added to it. The accommodation, it plays a vital role in context of purpose of the travel. The type of hotel that a guest selects plays a role in the purpose of travel. No role to play in case of business, non-holiday travel. Comfortable stay at affordable prices and convenience are the main reason for travel. Obviously, you would like to stay peacefully. A peaceful hotel, not of no noise, peace of mind, good bed, good toilet. This is what a basic need are. And then, of course, rest. As the facilities increase, the cost goes up. So accommodation plays a functional role in this case, where the price is affordable, you have a comfortable stay, and convenience. How close that is to railway station? How close that is to a place of tourist interest? So on and so forth. In case of holiday and leisure travel, the accommodation plays a different role in the tourism product. Accommodation can become attraction sometimes. Yes, there are quite a good number of properties worldwide that becomes an attraction and a sort of a prestige and status. Say, for example, staying at Burj Al Arab. It's a 7-star property. People proudly talk of this property that, yes, I've stayed at Burj Al Arab in Dubai. I've stayed at the downtown area of Dubai. I've stayed at Shangri-La property in Singapore. I've stayed at Intercon or the Bustan Palace in Muscat. And likewise, the top brands of international hotels, someone take that name as a pride to and a prestige to share with. So accommodation can become an attraction sometime. People would ensure that they stay in this type of a property. Some have heritage attraction, a place that was used by like heritage hotels in our Rajasthan state, which were earlier the palaces of the Rajas and Rajwadas, or the palaces in Bhopal, which were used by the royal family of Bhopal, Nawab of Bhopal. In some cases, destination choices are influential by perception and expectation of the available accommodation. People select a specific type of a hotel to stay at certain destination. Good number of hotels are full up. Especially say, for example, a fashion show is happening in Milan, which is in Italy, and people would like to stay close to that area where the function is happening, the fashion show is happening. And all the hotels within the vicinity of that function is all sold out. So people may opt not to go to such place because it's a standard, a value and a perception and expectation, the quality of service, the product that you are using, the hotel that you are staying makes you to feel and have the possession of traveling. It will influence your travel plan. Holiday visitors are also likely to spend more time of their stay in their accommodation in case of bad weather condition. This happens. If it's snowing, suddenly it started heavily raining. What option a tourist possibly may have? Either sit in the lobby, which is again part of a hotel, or relax in the hotel room because the weather is bad outside. It's snowing, or it's raining, or it is very windy, hailstorm, whatever. So in bad weather conditions, a hotel is the best place to stay and the accommodation plays a role. Service or non-service, their travel and destination enjoyment will be highly geared to perceived value provided and satisfaction experience with the accommodation provided. So this plays a role. For the leisure traveler, accommodation plays an influential role, basically. Leisure travel, always look for not necessarily very high reputable hotel with an international brand link to it, but it will have an influential role, as I mentioned, close to the tourist destination, close to a heritage site, offering additional thing. Some hotels offering free transfer from the airport or railway station, so on and so forth. So they play the role in selecting an accommodation. So look at different type of accommodation. Now this we need to understand and go with this. The general type of accommodation, which is organized sector, going under brand name, international name, sometimes standalone brand as well. 5-star deluxe hotel, international hotel. It could be the Hyatt Group, Intercon, Sheraton, Intercontinental, or Marriott Group, all international brand. Some are present in India, some are not. They are all 5-star exclusive deluxe hotel. Then first-class hotel, which could be in 3-4-star facilities. And they are first-class standard, like Holiday Inn, 3-4-star properties. Marriott has product that is into a 3-star category, so on. So they are first-class hotels with a brand name, sometimes stand-alone also certain hotel property. Like in India, for example, in Mumbai, you have Kamath Hotel Group. They have also quite a good number. Leela is a stand-alone brand. It is not linked with any international brand as such. Commercial hotel, city hotel, also known as, they are into city, very close, sometimes big number of rooms there, 300-400 room, commercial, basically meant for business traveler who are staying in those hotels. Or we talk about resort hotel. Resort, as I said, are destination in itself alone. Various resorts. I gave the example of resorts near Igat Puri, near Karjat. They are resorts. People go and spend weekend, 2 nights, 3 nights in that resort itself with all recreational facilities and entertainment all linked into that resort itself. You don't get out of that area that have swimming pool. Some of them have got sports activity. Some have got wonderful landscape around. The beautiful scenery around is all linked to resort hotel. Apartment hotel are the hotels wherein you have apartment, not necessarily, could be anything, any type of an apartment, distributed into various parts, service apartment, they are known as floating hotels. Student floating hotels are referred to basically from Indian perspective, I would say Shikara or the houseboats in Kerala or Shikaras in Kashmir. They are floating hotel. Much wider scale, you can talk about the cruise ships, smaller cruise ship taking 600 to 700, or mega ships of international cruise liners like Royal Caribbean or Celebrity Cruises, Norwegian Cruise. They have the hotel, the floating hotel running to various thousand passengers on a boat. Floating hotels, heritage hotels which have been converted to hotels, which were earlier the palaces of various royalties, say like in Udaipur or in Rajasthan, you have a lot of such property, and many parts where we had royalty earlier, they have handed over their properties to be run as a five-star heritage hotel. Could be too close to a heritage site of an international value. And then, of course, timeshare hotel, wherein in a year you are given 1 week, 10 days, 1 month that you can use for yourself in a year in an allocated time period. Or you can offer this to your friend or relative, or also if commercially available, you can rent it out at a reward of a monetary gain onto that. These are different type of accommodation, sometimes based on rating, 5-star to 3-2-star. But generally 5-star, there is only 1 7-star property, that is Burj Al Arab in Dubai. They are excellent properties. And then we go to other types of accommodation. Unorganized. Unorganized means that they are not haphazard. They do, but not with the service mindset or the commercial services that are made available. Motels. Motels are hotels on the motorways, highways. What they call in German language is Autobahn. All those hotels that are based on the motorways are motels. So someone from Indian perspective, someone is going from Mumbai to Ahmedabad and suddenly has to find night setting in. Everybody wants to take a nap before they move forward. So they would check in a motel on a highway. Youth hostel, mostly used by youth, college student, younger generation with lesser income, lesser money to pay, sometime with no service, you just stay overnight, breakfast, lunch, dinner, all outside. Camping sites, camp, I gave example of Run of Kutch, where there are a lot of such camp pitched for tourists who go down in the winter months in the desert, Kutch desert. Or airport or railways retiring room. Airport hotels are also different type of a hotel, which is used by those transit passengers who are staying for a shorter time period until they connect to next flight. Some of these airport hotels are within the airport itself, where passengers need not get out of the airport, don't need to get a stamp on the passport by clearing out of immigration. Stay within the hotel, put the feet up and relax a bit. Take a shower, airport hotels. Or outside the airport for holding business meeting. Instead of holding this in downtown, holding this at the airport. Or railways retiring room, where you have come in an overnight train or your train is departing in early morning hours when you cannot come from downtown or whichever your place to stay at this type of railway retiring room so that you can connect to your train instead of coming 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock or wee hours of a day or night, sorry. Lodges, tourist bungalows, boarding houses, these are different type of unorganized lodges only, you stay there, accommodation, possibly a hot water bucket would be given to you. You have certain time to check in and check out. Generally, check-in times are 2 p.m. and check-in time is 2 p.m. and check-out is before 12 noon. Student, do you know why these timings are fixed and that has become an accepted practice? Earlier, when hotel industry was in its primitive stages in Europe and wherever, especially Europe, the housekeeping was done by the ladies who were housewives, and they were providing this support of housekeeping, cleaning, when they were available in the daytime only. They were coming at a specific time period and would return after finishing their work to attend to their household duties. So that timing was only available in the morning hours. So as such, the check-in time has been put at 2 p.m. and check out before 12 noon. So as a result, the housekeeping was done by these household ladies who were working for them, the initial hotel industry. Now do we have a full-fledged housekeeping staff in 3-star, 2-star, 4-star hotel, where there is a housekeeping staff who are available at hotel all day, all night, depending on the type of hotel that is. And as such, it has become a practice. The hotel also says that if the hotel is not checked out, there is no housekeeping available. Earlier, when the housekeeping was done by ladies, household ladies, ultimately the room, if checked out at 4 o'clock, it will not be sold for another guest because housekeeping would not have been done for that. That's the reason why the check-in time and check-out time have internationally been accepted. Check out before 12 noon, check in at 2 p.m. If you happen to get, especially hotel that has their own check-in staff, if you happen to be there before and if the room has been done up or empty rooms are available, many a time guests are welcome before even 2 p.m. because they have the rooms available. Instead of asking guests to sit in a lobby and wait for housekeeping to finish maintenance and cleaning up, they would welcome the guests even if the guest has come from airport at 10 o'clock in the morning if the rooms are available. This is how the concept of check-in and check-out time started happening. Looking at boarding houses, bed and breakfast, B&B, which is very popular in Europe. Most hotels that were built before Second World War in Europe or still use the larger household apartment that have been converted as accommodation or small hotels with no star, they did not have an attached common bath, attached bath for every single room that they have created to rent out. So as a result, they were offering bed and breakfast only. With the weather prevailing in Europe, where it is not comfortable for many to take a shower on a daily basis because of the weather conditions or because of non-availability of attached bath, this bed and breakfast concept came in Europe during the before Second World War. All such B&B, what they call broadly, B&B. Right now, any hotel that is built after Second World War and era after 50s, 60s and 70s do have washroom and toilet attached to every single room. Student, note that with bed and breakfast type of room and attached toilet and attached bathroom, in those type of hotels, which I just mentioned, have a drastic difference in price. Sometimes to the tune of you benefit out 50% sometime. Suppose the room is available for £30 with just B&B, the toilet attached is maybe £40 or £50. So you save. And of course, such B&B, bed and breakfast, will offer you toilet facilities outside as a combined facility available. So these are different type of accommodation that we just now saw. Thank you very much, dear student. You were listening to Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah.